realize that we had in the last 20 months, I'd say a good third of them told the officer, don't you realize this is Haynes?
In Skagway, you gotta bring a bicycle, and Juneau, you gotta get a ride. In Haynes, people can drink and drive.
The fist goes down in Haynes as residents rally to do something about alcohol misuse. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That coverage and more up next. If you're planning to vote in the October general election for mayor, assembly members, and school board members, you have to be registered to vote. September 4th is the deadline to register or update an existing registration. More information is at your borough website, skagway.org or haynesborough.us. A citizen task force will tackle the community-wide alcohol problem labeled by some Haynes residents in recent months. It was the ultimate resolution that came out of a town hall meeting on the subject this week. About 60 Haynes residents showed up at the Chilcat Center Wednesday night to be part of the discussion about alcohol misuse in their community.
I know what it's like to almost lose one to alcohol recently here, and it's awakening. Don't let it happen to anybody else. That's why we're here.
It was an inspired dialogue facilitated by Haynes Chief of Police Gary Lowe that moved through a brainstorming session identifying the problem of alcohol misuse in Haynes and among minors. The swell of interest in talking about alcohol was spurred on by several accidents that involved young people drinking this summer. Everyone sat in a circle of chairs facing each other as definition of the problem bounced around the room. Here are some clips.
Providing alcohol to minors.
Uninvolved parents.
Children operating vehicles.
Adults setting poor examples.
Not understanding the seriousness.
How about invincibility of youth?
Peer pressure. Social acceptance.
Some people think they're cool.
Not prosecuting underage drinkers. Not going after people they give the alcohol to. Not enough people going to jail.
Lack of alternatives or awareness of alternatives.
How about people not being comfortable to get help?
Fake IDs.
The lack of anonymity.
Glorification of drinking.
Not communicating with families.
Lack of respect for the rules or authority.
People looking the other way.
Turnout was double what was expected, but mathematically, still only a small percentage of the whole population. Nonetheless, it seemed like everyone was there. The mayor, police chief, borough manager, one assembly member, a police officer, a state trooper, the school superintendent, school counselor, teachers, faculty, students, youth organization leaders, representatives from counseling services, medical professionals, a few young adults who live on their own without kids, and then parents of kids young and old, most of which piped up with ideas to solve the problem, and a few complaints. Here are some clips, not in sequence, of the things your neighbors had to say on Wednesday night.
So we have to think about how are we reaching out to those kids that are out of their parents' home and think that they're, you know, cognitively ready to make decisions that clearly they're not. If the police stop a kid, give them a minor consuming. Throw the book at them so it doesn't happen. You know, tell the school if they're at a drinking party and kick them off the basketball team or the cross-country team or whatever. Because as a parent, I tell them that's going to happen, and I swear I can't think of one time it's happened. And my kids know, even my adult kids know now, for instance, they all play in softball tournaments, that in Skagway you gotta bring a bicycle, in Juneau you gotta get a ride, in Haynes, people can drink and drive.
Yes, ma'am.
I think education is obviously a huge part of this, but another thing is the community should kind of give us a place to like go and hang out. Like, how hard could it be to find an empty building? There were some pool tables in there, some couches. And I mean, even if there was some sort of like supervision or whatever, that'd be a lot better than just giving us a bunch of education about it, because we all know that drinking is bad for us.
There's two sides to that. One's on the youth, the other's on the adults. Mm-hmm. We have a law here, I think, about you're not supposed to have open containers. Is that right?
Yes.
Does that apply at the ball field?
Yes.
In Arizona, how things have changed a lot with drunk driving because they passed the zero tolerance law.
The police department here has made 22 DUI arrests in the last 20 months. About half of those have been from someone from the public calling in, reporting this person is driving erratically or something.
Well, I bet if we have random stops at night,
well,
we all stop drinking and driving.
Yes. Yeah, you have to have this thing called probable cause.
You can't like set up barriers
to
make everybody.
No, I can't do that.
One of the problems that I see, and it's not just here, but in other communities, is when police do make arrests or they do issue citations, there's often people that come and complain about that. And I think it's going to be partly the community backing the police department, backing the school when they take discipline against the children.
I tell you, the law enforcement is a very vital means to this entire problem, but it's a small part of it. It's important and it has to take place, and it's difficult because the kids nowadays, they're texting, they're on their cell phones, they were on Facebook saying where the parties was, and we could figure out where the parties were, and we meet them there. So now they've changed their strategies with the cell phones. It's tough to keep up with them, but we're working on it. We really are. And that's why we need everybody's support here.
A lot of the kids are drinking because they see their parents drinking, and so trying to bring the parents in also.
If you go to a party and you grab your child, take down names, start calling these parents.
In Florida, where we moved from a year ago, we had what were called community watch programs. And when you decided to be a member of that, you had a plaque that you put like in your front window of your house or somewhere visible. And those were safe places for children to always come.
Every social event in town is centered on alcohol. And the beer fest is the top example.
Well, the other examples are the fraternal organizations.
This is not a war path against the tavern owners. I think they do a great job. Every liquor license establishment in town calls us on a regular basis and does their very best to comply to all the legal requirements that they do.
I mean, alcohol is a huge part of American culture. I don't think we're going to change that anywhere, including me.
A minor is consuming, gets run over and hurt, it's on the front page of the newspaper, and he's not cited. And I love that kid. And this is not about him.
Right.
This is about no bottom line. I know you and your officers are under a tremendous amount of legal maneuvering to try to do anything.
Right.
But I have said this for the last 10 years. If I, a middle-aged housewife who doesn't party much, knows who's using, who's supplying, where they're doing it, how they're doing it, I'm sure that you know.
I think until you've been in a courtroom, you don't know personally how much the law enforcement is there for our community and how much it is not up to this law enforcement in our local setting and how much it has to do with lawyers and other parts of the equation that have nothing to do with our community.
It's my responsibility to warn him. It's your responsibility to cite him. I can't cite him. I can't scare him like you can in that sense.
And I know what you're saying comes from your heart, and you want to find something good, but I'm also telling you that these children will not listen to that.
I think we need to speak positive things. We need to speak esteemable things into other people's lives.
A one-time lecture, and we're going to preach about the evils of alcohol, and then forget about it.
Right.
When you're sitting down with your kids, watching TV, you can have this conversation. When you're at the supper table, you can have this conversation. When you're walking past somebody in the store that's your friend's kid, you can have this conversation. We're not going to let this happen anymore.
We care. We care, we care. It's not we're judging, it's not we're putting down. We care about you. And that's got to be the key to the communication.
Get real, it's the whole town's problem.
Yeah.
It is. You might not be drinking and one of the drinking kids kills your kid that isn't drinking. Get real. Right down on the street, right there.
I just want to say thank you. I think that this is a good start, and we fully recognize it's only a start. Every person in this room, actually every person in this community, has been affected and impacted by drinking and driving and kids drinking and, you know, adults providing alcohol. And this is going to help. And I think I want to especially thank the kids, the young people that came. I'm very encouraged because I've lived here all my life. I know all about what goes on here. Yeah, we didn't have cars when I was in high school here, and I'm one of those kids. that party in this community. But I'm also very thankful that I came to my senses when I did. And hopefully I can help some other kids come to their senses before we have another tragedy.
Throughout the evening, Chief Loeb pointed to a three-pronged philosophy to solving the problem, including education, community resources, and peer support. Community members sifted through ideas, many of them involving bringing in outside programs. Chief Lowe said that will all be part of the long-term solution to a very complicated problem.
I think the group, the resources in town were here. That's the group that can focus on attacking the problem. It's the teachers, the assembly members, some really concerned parents, some of the counselors, the news media. That's the core group that you have to focus on solving the problem, and that's the people that were here.
So what's next?
We're forming a task force. We've got some good ideas of some programs, some action plans, where to go, and we'll just keep it moving.
You can find a recording of the town hall meeting in its entirety at our website, khns.org. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell.